Well, there's not a whole lot I can add to that, except to say that really there's two people who are responsible for this this extension getting done. The first is Mr. Ford, who early on made a commitment to Matthew as his franchise quarterback, as the guy who can lead this franchise in the future. And the second is Matthew. He really drove this process, and I think he was up before you guys very humble, as he has been since he's been here. But it was this process started back in February when he was in here by himself, nobody else in the building. He was here working out. He was here getting better. He was here looking to the future, looking to this season. And part of that process, and he referenced it, is becoming a leader in the locker room, a leader on the field, a leader off the field. And he has worked incredibly hard at all phases of that over the last few years, but particularly this offseason. And he worked hard on the contract front. And for him, it really was more about the process, more about being here, more about solidifying himself as the leader of this team and of that locker room than it was about every last zero or every last dollar and cent on the contract. And without his active involvement and his leadership, I don't think we're standing here talking about it today.
Time you've been with the franchise for however long it is, has any quarterback been as immersed and detailed, invested in the process as Stafford over a long period?
No. I think Matthew has my old coach, Schembechler, used to call it moxie. It's that something else that is hard to define. And Matthew has that. He has that work ethic. He's got the personality. He's got the leadership characteristics. Those are the kinds of things that make him the worker that he is. He cares passionately about this football team, about his teammates, about winning, and about this. He's come to care as passionately about this community. And that is really a testament to him as an individual and a testament to his teammates and the people that are around him and the coaches that have helped him make the transition to the NFL. Well, it's no different than what I said back in March when I think I first talked to you guys about it. This was much more about Matthew Stafford being here for a long period of time and everybody in our locker room, around our fan base, knowing that he's our quarterback for the foreseeable future. And as Matthew said, it's for the next 5 years and hopefully longer than that. And that's the reason to do this. It never started and ended with cap relief. That's a component of this, clearly. I think that's a part of it, and Matthew made it known. As we were signing the contract talking about it the other day and signing it again this morning, it was already, we're already talking about, how are we going to use this room? What can we do with it? Because he does care about, as he said, the players around him and his teammates and being successful as an organization, being successful as a team. So it was important, and it was important, too, to remove that dialogue. Not that Matthew would let it become a distraction or that we would let it become a distraction, but as he said, he was not the kind of person that wants to go into next year talking about 1 year left on the contract or possibly going into a franchise tag. This way we avoid that. We do it in a way that makes sense for both sides. I think it's a fair agreement for both sides, and most importantly, it allows all of us to move forward on the path that we collectively want to go down for this franchise.
So what are you going to do with the cap space?
We'll continue to use it in a way I think that maximizes the effectiveness for the teammates around him. And that's, you saw how we executed our offseason plan this year, both in free agency and the draft. You see how Martin continues to act in a way that's consistent with his ongoing message about the draft or free agency not being the finish line and always looking at ways to add good players. And in order for us to do that, we've got to have the flexibility within the cap to continually add good players. And then we need to look to that young nucleus of talent that we have, some of those guys who are entering the last years of their rookie contracts and begin to look to the future and extending those guys as well.
So is this an easier, complicated deal, if that makes sense, just because of Matthew's involvement then?
Well, I think Matthew's involvement made it a very productive conversation because it was a little different than a typical negotiation in that his interests and the team's interests were far more in alignment than sometimes is the case in a typical negotiation. A lot of times the player's interest is in maximizing the dollar amount, is in his own protecting his own personal interest, which is perfectly understandable and legitimate. In this case, it was really about how the franchise can move forward with Matthew as our quarterback and with the best players around him and doing it in a way that was much more in alignment than is typical.
How much cap space does this create?
I don't want to get into the details on that.
Tom, just in terms of cap space, though, was there ever any talk at all about one of those like tricky, gimmicky, one-year Band-Aid extensions?
No. No, I don't think that's the way to we don't want to do this with smoke and mirrors. It's got to be logical, and I think that's one of the things with this contract. It's got logical, manageable cap numbers for the duration.
How much more consideration was it to go even longer?
Well, I think that certainly that was discussed. I think this is the right term for it, and the right figures, whether those are the dollar amounts or whether those are the years involved in the contract. As Matthew said, he's in a process to talk about this again at 28 or 29 or 30 years old, and it's our hope that we'll be doing the same thing. So it's the right way. I think it's the right way to address all of our concerns and all of our goals collectively for the organization and for him as our quarterback.
You mentioned that young nucleus. What's your expectation of whether you'll be in a similar situation with Ndamukong Suh?
Well, I don't want to speculate on those contracts. You know, I don't get into details on negotiating them. But I think we've been consistent in that we want to keep those our young nucleus of players together for as long as we can. That's sometimes easier said than done in the salary cap era. But I think with the extension we did with Calvin last year, now with Matthew in the fold, we've shown an ability to do that, and we're going to continue along those same lines with that philosophy.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.